Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So, what do we want to talk to you about this week? Well, you know, we share things about our lives, and, you know, we don't mention any names, but, you know, Larry was in the CI program because of his issues with the job, quote-unquote, that he had.
Well, yeah, but they picked me for that, you know why? Because they knew that I'm tough enough, I'm strong enough, I'm smart enough. They knew I could do the gig. They knew I could do the job. That's why.
You know what, Larry? I don't think that's the case. And, honey, I know that you're really smart and tough and everything, and I know that.
Damn straight.
Right. What I think is that they saw you as a pawn to get what they want. They wanted the big ringleader.
Oh, boy, a pawn. Now it's like that patsy thing you said I was. Now I'm a pawn and a patsy. Geez. A potsy in a pan.
Anyway, why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, you know, sometimes things just, you know, they're not worth it, I guess, you know. But I was getting threatened, Dot, you know, like they're coming at me from all angles. And
he didn't tell me for a week, by the way. A week he waited to tell me.
Well, I thought maybe it's nothing. But then, you know, I was getting like there was a note on the porch, you know, saying I better watch
they
my...
They know where we live.
Yeah, we know where you live. You better watch your step and stuff like that, you know. And then there was some phone calls and a couple of different things. And one, it became obvious at some point that they wanted me swimming with the fishes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. My poor Larry.
The concrete shoes, cyanide, TNT.
So I went down to the judge who is involved with this. Okay, turns out that his wife was one of my best Avon customers. You know, I sold Avon for 27 years, and I met a lot of people.
Yeah, I knew it would pay off some way.
Well, I talked to her, and I explained the situation, and I said, you know, my poor Larry is getting death threats. Death threats.
That's right. They wanted to rub me out.
So I got him off the hook. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
You are never, ever going to do any of like thing like this again, Larry, right?
No. I'm going to keep my nose clean.
Even if the kids at the school tell you it's this great opportunity, you can make all this money. He was just using you. He saw you as an easy target.
Yeah, well, now I know, and I'm not going to end up at the bottom of the river, that's for sure.
Oh, my poor Larry. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so this is what we wanted to talk to you about. I mean, these things happen, I guess, right? We're just sharing because, you know, maybe somebody else is in the situation. Listen, if somebody comes up to you and says, do you want to drive a truck, and they say it's Amazon returns, just say no.
Just say no.
Yes. So, thank you for listening, and we will be... getting back to you soon. I don't even know what to say. I'm just so upset about this whole situation.
Yeah, you just rattled because they were going to rub me out.
I am. I couldn't sleep for a week, Larry. A week!
How do you think I felt? I'm the one they wanted to send straight to the bottom of the river.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Anyway, thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
I'll be fine.